Pacific FC has made significant moves ahead of the 2025 Canadian Premier League corporal season, bolstering both their attack and squad depth. Most recently, they secured 23-year-old striker Emmanuel Montejano from Celaya Football Club of Liga de Expansión MX, the second division in Mexico. Montejano has signed with Pacific through 2025, with an option for 2026. Head coach James Merriman is excited about the addition, describing Montejano as a dynamic striker who will be a key piece for the team. "We expect him to make an impact immediately," Merriman said, noting that Montejano's career path mirrors that of former Pacific FC striker Alejandro Diaz, the club's all-time leading scorer. In addition to Montejano, Pacific FC brought back two important players from their 2021 championship-winning team, Marco Bustos and Caden Chung. Bustos, 28, returns after scoring 15 goals in 63 appearances for Pacific over his previous 2 years with the club. Marco carries the standard in his profession, day in, day out. "What he brings to the environment is so valuable," Merriman said. Chung, 26, was the club's inaugural signing in November 2018 and made 63 appearances across all competitions with PFC from 2019 to 2021. These additions are part of a broader strategy to improve the squad's experience and offensive capabilities. "The two biggest things for us were, one, to have a more experienced locker room, and second, to add to our attack and find a way to be a bit more ruthless in the final third and score more goals again," said Merriman. Pacific FC finished the 2024 campaign with a 7th of September 12 record, placing them in 5th place in the corporal standings before being bounced by York United in the play-in portion of the playoffs. The Tridents ended the season as the CPL's lowest scoring club, accumulating just 27 goals in 28 matches. Merriman believes that the signings of Montejano and Bustos directly address these needs, ensuring a more clinical and high-energy attack heading into the new season. The Langford side also bolstered their midfield with the additions of Aidan Daniels, Daniel DePauli, Lucas Browning Lagerfeldt, and local talent, Sammy Keshavarz. However, the offseason also brought bittersweet news for Pacific FC. Emil Gazdov, the club's standout goalkeeper and the 2024 Golden Glove winner, has transferred to Major League Soccer, MLS, side CF Montreal for a club record fee. Gazdov had been a fixture for Pacific FC since 2020, appearing in 46 games and earning a reputation as one of the top keepers in the league. "That was always the plan for Gazdov when he came here. We signed him as a 16-year-old, and he evolved since day one. He has the potential to be number one keeper in MLS and could have a future with the Canadian national team," Merriman said. With Gazdov's move, Sean Melvin is expected to step into the starting goalkeeper role. Melvin, who appeared in 7 games last season, now has the opportunity to take over as the primary keeper. "Not that Sean Melvin wasn't competitive with Emil last season, but we had two very good goalkeepers," said Merriman. "It's also a big opportunity for him to step up and state his claim and take that position." As Pacific FC heads into their 7th season, Merriman is confident that the team has established itself as one of the league's top contenders. "We've built a winning culture here. There's an expectation to be in playoffs. There's an expectation to be fighting for trophies." Pacific FC has been a regular playoff contender, making it in 5 of the 6 playoffs in league history, and reaching 3 Canadian Championship semifinals. Looking ahead, Merriman's focus is also on success in the Canadian Championship. Pacific FC will host Vancouver FC on May 6 in the quarterfinals, with a target of securing a berth in the later rounds of the tournament. In years past, PFC has met with the MLS club from across the pond, the Vancouver Whitecaps, during the domestic cup. Merriman knows how important these matches are for the players and fans alike. "Players want to play MLS oppositions. They want to test themselves and challenge themselves," said Merriman. "Plus, the fans want to see those David versus Goliath matchups." Merriman also stressed the importance of fan support in creating a strong home environment. "We need 5,000-plus people here, match in, match out," said Merriman. "That has to be the goal for the community, to really establish ourselves here and be that environment that teams don't want to come to." Pacific FC will open their regular season on April 5 with a home match against Valor FC.